for a little ride.
Now you can share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live's topic-driven talk radio.
We gotta talk. Take a drive.
List and promote real-time talk radio topics, or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted, and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio.
Now that's what I call real drive.
Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
This is Jim Paris Live, your source for money and political conversation from a Christian perspective. And now your host, the author of more than 20 books, and the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com, James L. Paris.
All right, good evening. Welcome, everybody, to another live broadcast. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. And we get together on Sunday nights, and we talk about money. We talk about politics. We talk about Bible prophecy, things that are happening in the news. We've got a great program lined up for you tonight. My guest in just a couple of moments will be Terry Cook. And Terry is the author of a fascinating new book called Beast Tech. And if you're someone like me that has been, I don't know what the word would be to use, fascinated, mesmerized by the mark of the beast, the whole idea that there will come a time, according to the Bible, that we will be forced, the inhabitants of earth will be forced to take this so-called mark of the beast. And people want to know, what is it? Will Christians be around when this is implemented? The so-called pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib debate. And with all of the things happening today with current technology, with smartphones and tablet computers and glasses that you can buy now where you can actually see the internet through your eyeglasses, we're getting closer and closer to the technology that will represent the mark of the beast. And our guest tonight, Terry Cook, will be taking us through his new book, Beast Tech. So if you're listening tonight, and you've ever had a question of your own about the mark of the beast, what is it? Is it right now in existence? Is it something that we can take a look at and figure out what it is today? We're going to get into all of this tonight with our guest, Terry Cook, and you can join us with your live questions at 888-287-3316, 888-287-3316. I had an interesting week. My wife and I, we love Florida and we love the warm weather. That's why we live here. And a couple of things that I just love to do, I would call these my stress-relieving activities. One is I have a little motorcycle. It's actually a European-style scooter. It's not a big Harley-Davidson. It's just a little 150cc little scooter. I don't take it up on the interstate or anything crazy like that. I just drive it around here in the area. Take it on little errands up to the grocery store if I go out to lunch, need to go to the post office, that sort of thing. And I really enjoy it, enjoy getting out there in the fresh air. But, the thing is, I just haven't been able to get out on it because it's been too cold. And the same thing I would have to say about my sailboat. And I went to church today, kind of engaging in some small talk with some folks there at church before the services. And I think we can all in Florida at least agree on this, that as much as we just we hate this cold snap that we're going through, we really can't complain when we look at what you folks are going through up north, which is really borderline ridiculous. I heard a number the other day, something like over 6,000 flights were canceled one day this last week. So really, really crazy things going on right now with the weather. Also, I was excited this week. We made a decision here in my home office, in my broadcast studio, my business partner, Bob Yetman, and myself, we made a decision that we could actually, we had some money set aside to actually buy a new computer. And one of the reasons that I've been reluctant to getting another computer is because, you know, I work all day on my computer, and I have so many software applications on my computer that I just dreaded the idea of what would happen if I got a new computer, and what would the whole process be to move everything over from the old computer to the new computer. So I kind of came up with an interesting middle ground option, which I'm going to throw this out to you because maybe someone listening tonight, you're in the same boat that I was in. You want to get a new computer, but you've got all the old software, and you know it's a headache. I've already started the process of going to the websites where I've bought certain software programs and put in my information to be able to get a download to the new computer, and then you put in your key code to get it to install and all that on the new computer. But here's an interesting middle ground option. I bought a Switch. And this is pretty, I believe the brand name, let me get the brand name for you because a lot of you are going to be emailing me asking me for this. I believe it's made by, it's made by KVM. So that's K like in Kevin, V like in Victor, M like in Michael, KVM. And what this Switch does, it allows you to have two different computers. So under my desk right now, I have two different computers. But I can click a button on my keyboard, and it actually switches me back and forth between the two computers. And both computers share the same keyboard and the same mouse and the same monitor. So it's a really neat setup. I did not even know that anything like this existed until I found myself in this predicament. So I've got the brand new computer. And so what we decided we're going to do with the new computer is it's going to be dedicated 100% to media. And I'm really excited about that because when it comes to editing videos or, for example, tonight doing the live show, this is being done through my new computer. Switched over to that, uploaded Skype there. I'm connected to Blog Talk Radio via Skype. So we're really excited about what this is going to do. And it's exciting, too, because, you know, I'm one of these kind of minimalists. I didn't want to have two monitors on my desk and two keyboards and two if you're using the plural, would it be mice? Instead of just one mouse, having two mice on my desk. I didn't want to go that route. And so this was a good middle ground option, KVM. They make a switch that allows two different computers to share the same monitor, keyboard, and mouse. So that's pretty neat. In the news, in the last few days, and we're going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin here before we bring our guest on. Interesting news development. I picked this up off the newswire. You can see this on my Twitter feed, twitter.com/James L. Paris. California has a bill that if passed would make Bitcoin lawful money, quote unquote. We're seeing more and more of this. We're seeing Bitcoin sort of moving from being a fringe currency to a lot of the states and even the federal government looking to make it legal, and I'll tell you why this is, because they want to get in on it. They want to regulate it and find a way to collect taxes on it and all of that. And to the extent that they keep it illegal or sort of a black market currency, they really can't, you know, find a mechanism by which to tax it or regulate it. So this is part of their way of getting some controls over. But that's interesting. California bill would make Bitcoin legal out there. This is another interesting news story, which really does not surprise me. This is from sfgate.com. Target brushed off security concerns 2 months before 40 million credit card numbers were stolen. And we're going to see more and more of this. And we can ask our guest about this in a couple of minutes, too. I mean, maybe one of the sales points of getting the Mark of the Beast is, look, you won't be subject to identity theft. If you've got an embedded chip that you can use to transact business with, you won't be subject to this type of an issue. So we have Target, and the story here basically says that Target had reason to be concerned. Maybe they didn't do enough. Interesting story. You can see that over on my Twitter feed, a link to that article. And we heard over the weekend that Kickstarter, this is the crowdsourcing website, that Kickstarter has been hacked. And, you know, one of the things that people make the mistake in doing and in sort of minimizing these hacking events is they might say, well, okay, I had an account at Kickstarter and Kickstarter's been hacked, but, you know, I'm not really using Kickstarter right now. And so what if they hacked into my crowdfunding deal? What are they going to do? Maybe, you know, delete my campaign or whatever. You know, here's the problem. Even if you could make that argument that something isn't going to happen directly to you from that hacking, one of the little known things that you know, most people don't realize this, but what hackers are really after is username and password combinations. And what most of us tend to do is we use the same username and password on pretty much every website we log into. And I find this interesting. My wife is like this as well as myself. Many times, you know, we'll get frustrated if we start an account with a new bank or a new credit card, and then they want you to put in like at least one capital letter, one character that's not either a number or a letter. So maybe it's like the exclamation point you could pick. Or the tilde sign, you know, they require you to come up with these really clever passwords. That's actually a pretty good thing because, you know, what most people do is they use the same username and password. So Kickstarter gets hacked. Maybe for you, you're not really worried about that. Maybe your Kickstarter campaign is over. But if they have your username and password that you commonly use on other websites, they might use it to get into your bank account or get into your Amazon.com account. So who knows? Other things I posted on Twitter today, the president of PayPal. It's interesting when this happens. I should not laugh, but it's just interesting. The president of PayPal's personal credit card hacked and hackers go on a shopping spree. That from USAtoday.com. And then we have another article posted here. The 10 states losing the most money from offshore tax havens. And we're reading more about this where corporations are able to run their profits through offshore bank accounts and so forth. Google is really the biggest one that we know has been doing this. But this allows them to save, in some cases, not just millions, but billions of dollars in taxes. So we've got a list over on the Twitter feed tonight, twitter.com/James L. Paris, of the top 10 states losing the most money from offshore tax havens. And then this week, a couple of articles that I put out there in cyberspace that you might want to take a look at. I wrote an article this week. It's over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, and there's a link to it from my Twitter feed as well, about little-known AAA discounts. And the backstory on this was the other day I was in Denny's, and I go to Denny's maybe a couple of times a month to have breakfast. I'm not one of these guys that goes there every morning. I can't afford to go to Denny's every morning. It's like $12 or $15 sometimes to eat at Denny's. But I digress. I'm sitting near the cash register, and I hear someone checking out, and they make mention to the cashier that they have a AAA card. And I hear the discussion that this guy's going to get a 10% discount off of his bill just for showing his AAA card. Now, I've had a AAA card for years, never knew that you get a discount at Denny's for having a AAA card. So it got me interested into looking into what other discounts can a person get with a AAA membership. And I wrote an article about it, and I think you'll be really, really surprised. At places that you would never imagine, like Banana Republic, the clothing store, or The Gap, a lot of retailers, things that have nothing to do with travel. I mean, everybody knows, yes, you can get hotel discounts, that sort of thing. But did you know you could use like a members-only portal to get ridiculously priced cruises, like a three-day cruise to the Bahamas for $200 if you're a AAA member and you go through their website? Things you may not have known about your AAA card and how you can use it to save a lot of money. That's there, twitter.com/JamesLParis. And then I wrote an article about what's going on with Bitcoin. I'll just mention a couple of points from this, and then we'll move on to our guest, Terry Cook, who's already holding right now with producer Joy. A lot of people are saying Bitcoin is dead. And the reason they're saying this is because one of the world's largest Bitcoin exchanges, MT. Gox, discovered what they say is a flaw in Bitcoin that creates an accounting problem. And how this works is someone can withdraw money from Bitcoin, from their Bitcoin wallet or Bitcoin account over at MT. Gox, and then go back and claim they never really got the Bitcoins and somehow trick MT. Gox maybe into giving them the Bitcoins twice. And this little issue they call transaction malleability, it has really gotten the Bitcoin community into an uproar this week. And we've seen Bitcoin in about a week drop from trading around $900 to where it is today, trading around $350, $400. It got even into the 200s. That's how big of a deal this is. But everything I've read, everything I've heard about this, and I follow Bitcoin very, very closely, is that this is an isolated issue really to MT. Gox. I realized that there was another story that the so-called Silk Road 2.0, where people buy illegal things on the internet, that they suffered a loss of Bitcoin this week due to this same hacking issue where people can somehow use this little flaw in the code to sort of trick the issuer into double paying them. But other than those two instances of it, we're hearing from the Bitcoin Foundation, from Bitcoin experts, that it's really an isolated issue, and mostly this is an overreaction. So if you want to find out a lot more about what happened this week with Bitcoin, why a lot of people were saying it's the end of Bitcoin, Bitcoin is dead, of course, I don't agree with that. And we've got an article that I wrote this week over at the blog, and you can get to that through the Twitter feed, twitter.com/JamesLParis. Have you ever been interested in the mark of the beast? The so-called mark of the beast, 666. You know, what is it? Is it going to be a chip that, you know, we have to put inside our right hand? Is it going to be a physical mark that you're going to see on your forehead? It's a fascinating book. It's called Beast Tech, and the author's name is Terry Cook. He's a fundamentalist Christian, an intelligence analyst, and a retired Los Angeles County deputy sheriff. And I read his whole resume here. It's very impressive. We simply don't have time to get to all of it. I'll mention a couple of things. He's a Vietnam War veteran. He holds advanced degrees, including studies in theology. And he's written just a fantastic book. And we want to welcome for the first time to the broadcast, Terry Cook. Welcome to Jim Paris Live.
Hey, Jim, thank you for inviting me. What an honor it is to be on your show tonight. And Joy, thank you for all the trials and tribulations of getting us set up properly to go on the show. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, very good. Producer Joy doing a good job, which we want to also mention it was Joy's birthday yesterday. So happy birthday. To Producer Joy.
She's about to turn 21, right, Jim? She's 21 now?
24 she turned.
Uh-huh.
So
I thought
a little bit. She's
young.
Still young, so... Yeah, she's not worrying about birthdays yet like all of us old people are. But in any case, Terry, good to have you with us, and I want to get right into the book. For people that don't know what we're talking about, because you know we may have some non-Christians listening, some people that may not be all that familiar with biblical prophecy, what exactly are we talking about, and what is the biblical context? Where do we find this in the Bible, the so-called mark of the beast?
Well, Those are very good questions, and Jim, you're right. Let's explain this to folks who have a little background in this. I think, however, that most folks know that something evil this way cometh. I mean, you know, you're talking about Bitcoin and people getting hacked, and you mentioned the CEO of PayPal, who, by the way, made a statement in publications about 2 months ago that there would be no cash by 2017. Jim, he said we're going to be cashless by 2017. Now, if indeed that is so, if that happens, and it appears everything in the world is focusing somehow, some way, or indirectly or directly on a major event happening by or during 2017, including microchip implants under our skin. So to answer your question and to make it as succinctly brief as possible within, what do we have before your first break, 10 minutes?
Oh, we've got about 9 minutes here before the break, plenty of time.
Okay. I think I can address your concerns that you want your people to hear about, and then I'd like to, before the break and perhaps after the break, share my website so people can get lots of additional free information.
Okay, as well, fantastic.
As well as that, Jim, I'd like to offer them a free PDF of one of my booklets titled Revolution, Communism is Actually Satanism in Disguise, you see?
Okay, and, very good.
If they can, that's taken me about 25 years to put together in a 28-page booklet that is very hard-hitting, very sincere, very serious, but if you have a cup of coffee, read this PDF that I'll send you free. If you just email me, go to my website, secondcomingministries.com, secondcomingministries.com. Email me. There's an email button really easy to find there. Just say, Terry, send me that free PDF. You don't have to remember the title's Revolution. That's fine. But secondcomingministries.com. Lots of free information there, Jim. They can buy my book if they like. All of my books that I've written over the last 25 years are also available on a button there. They just click the button. They can just go see all of my books. And I've tried to cover just about everything that's about to happen to us. It's pretty mind-numbing. But to address your concerns and questions regarding those who may be out there who've never heard of this concept.
Right, like Jerry, let me add to my question because you know, there even within the Christian community, there's a lot.
Yes.
There's so many different
yes.
views as to what we're looking at here. Some people, like for example, my friend L.A. Marzulli, he thinks that the mark of the beast is actually like something that will change your DNA, and it could like literally take away cancer and things like that. And then there are others that say no, it's just an external physical mark. And then there are others that say no, it's like an embedded computer that will be inside your body. So. Does the Bible actually get us into those kinds of specifics, or are we all sort of speculating, trying to figure out what it is that we're looking at when we look at the Book of Revelation and the Mark of the Beast?
All the above, Jim. So we have 7 minutes, roughly. So let me just briefly give everyone an overview before the break. Then after that, we'll have another half hour, correct?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I think we can give people a fairly good general idea of what's going on. It's taken me 25 years to study this, Jim. What got me interested briefly is George Bush announced the New World Order War. I'm talking George Bush Sr. now. In 1991, I was an officer in the National Guard, and I resigned my commission because he pronounced as a dictator that we would all go to war and mobilize the entire nation and the National Guard. It was illegal. Congress didn't declare war. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and he said New World Order 200 times. I didn't know what the New World Order meant, so I investigated him, and, you know, I'm a retired L.A. police sergeant, and I have a degree in criminal law, and it aroused my curiosity, and it directly affected me because I chose to leave the National Guard. So I investigated him, found out he was a member of the Skull and Bones Brotherhood of Death cult in New Haven, Connecticut. His daddy, Prescott Bush, had been a member before him, and George Bush Sr.'s son, George W. Bush, also a member, and John Kerry a member, and so on and so on. And this is the most prestigious and powerful satanic cult in America at Yale University. No, it's not a college fraternity. That's a joke. I've actually been to Yale, visited a facility, and so forth. I'm laying the foundation to tell you that this mark is something I wrote my first book about in 1994 after 5 years of research, titled The Mark of the New World Order. Because back then, everyone was talking about bringing forth this new world order. Again, George Bush said it 200 times, so it must have been pretty important. He also said it'd be a thousand points of light, a new age, a paradigm shift, and a whole new way of living. And and many of his representatives over and over said it's going to be a paradigm shift, a paradigm shift, a paradigm shift, which means a completely different culture than the one we had then, and we still quite almost have. I mean, we haven't lost it entirely yet, but it's about to flip upside down. And those are the trigger events we talk about. Tom Horn and I co-authored this book, and we put 50 years of combined intelligence into this 300-page book. That's quite an education. Not too much, but not too little. I think just about the right amount. So my original book, The Mark of the New World Order, was the basis for Tom Horn and I getting together to combine our research and put this book together. And his research specializes in all the things you just mentioned as well, including DNA changes with and including a chip that will terminate you if they so desire. So to answer your question, the scripture says in Revelation chapter 13. So folks, write this down if you don't have your Bible handy. Get on the internet, get on your computer, open the Bible at home if you can, and make sure it's the King James Version. If you go online, get the King James Version because it's more accurate, especially in terms of the mark of the beast description that I'm about to say. So I think we have about two more minutes. Let me get to it. The mark of the beast primarily revolves around chapter 13 of the book of Revelation, and specifically in verses 16 through 18. Chapter 13, book of Revelation, 16 through 18 are the verses that describe this thing. And basically what it says, and I'm going to paraphrase it very quickly, is that when this world dictator, whom the Bible calls the beast man in those two verses, the man who is the beast of the apocalypse, the son of the devil himself, the son of perdition, Daniel calls him, when he takes the throne and he leads the world for a final seven-year period that the Bible calls the tribulation, of which the final 3.5 years are described as the great tribulation, unlike any other time in the world, and will never happen again, and will lead to the conclusion of all prophetic events and the second coming of Christ. See, we're about to start that seven-year tribulation period. So the infrastructure is being installed by which and in which all of these things will happen and will allow this global son of the devil himself, Mr. 666, I call him, to actually control you and all of your buying and selling with a cashless chip implant. And it appears it's going to be an injectable subcutaneous, the veterinarians and the doctors call it. Subcutaneous means just under the skin. So it appears it's going to be an implantable biochip, injectable RFID chip that will allow you to wave your hand over a computer within a few inches of that scanning device and debit your account, much as we're doing with our debit cards and our credit cards and smart cards. But you see, those can be lost, those can be stolen, and we need something, they say, that can go under the skin, can't be lost, can't be stolen that easily, and probably won't even work if it is stolen and cut out of your hand once it's put in. Now, Scripture says in chapter 14 of Revelation, if you take that mark of the beast so you can buy and sell, you will go to hell forever. You will burn with Satan forever in eternity in hell's fire forever. That's how serious it is. And when we get back from your break, brother, we'll get into some more details about it. We won't have a lot of time to cover a 300-page book, so I'll just give people a rough synopsis. I wish we had 3 hours. I'm used to doing about 2 to 3 hours, Jim.
All right, very good. And we're going to put you on hold, and we've got our break coming up. We come back from the break, we're going to ask Terry Cook what events might usher in the mark of the beast. And he does get into this in his book. We're going to ask him to outline the scenarios. Also, the question about will Christians be around when the mark of the beast is instituted? And that's certainly something that we can get into, because many Christians believe, hey, I'm already going to be gone. The rapture will take place before the mark of the beast happens. So that's another issue we'll get into. We'll be taking your phone calls. So if you'd like to join us tonight, your questions, your comments on the mark of the beast for our guest, Terry Cook, the number to join us, 888-287-3316, 888-287-3316, or you can send your question by email to jim@christianmoney.com, jim@christianmoney.com. But remember, as we do every week, we get to the phone calls first and then the emails second. Again, the toll-free number to join us with questions on the mark of the beast for our guest, Terry Cook, 888-287-3316. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website Christian.com. We're going to take a break here. This is about a four-minute break, and we'll be back with our guest, Terry Cook, and our discussion on the book Beast Tech. Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. Recently, I did an event in Chicago unveiling a brand new service called Christian Money Plus. It's been years in the making, and I'm super excited to let you know that it is now available. At the centerpiece of this new program is the ability for you to have unlimited access to me personally using the internet. You'll also receive my 12-page newsletter mailed to your home each and every month. Now, there are tons of other benefits, such as our suite of financial calculators, model portfolios, and much, much more. Right now, I'm offering several bonuses to our new subscribers. Some of these bonuses include a video on how to use the internet to raise money for your idea or project. This is money you will never have to pay back. There's also a second video on how to save money by dropping cable TV, and I also cover on this video how to get free home phone service for life. Yes, you can drop cable TV and still get hundreds of channels on your television set legally using the internet. All of that, including how to get the free home phone service for life, all of that on your second bonus video. Additional bonus reports include how to opt out of Obamacare, as I did, and save thousands by joining what's called Christian Medical Sharing. Another bonus report shows you step-by-step how to stop Google from spying on you. All of this information is available right now to subscribers of our brand new service, Christian Money Plus. I sure hope you'll consider joining us. All of the money that comes in every month from Christian Money Plus goes to further the mission of our website, ChristianMoney.com. Check it out today. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. Again, that's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. You can subscribe right now and access all of these bonus reports within a matter of just a few seconds. Check it out right now. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to pray for a financial miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, how to pray for a financial miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com, how to pray for a financial miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com. You're listening to Jim Paris Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. You know, about a year ago, I started getting concerned about the cost of our family's health insurance, literally costing us thousands and thousands of dollars each year, and the cost continued to go up and up and up. And I started doing some research into an alternative called Christian Medical Sharing. And I learned that through a special law, a special provision, Christians are able to opt out of Obamacare and actually get into this alternative to traditional health insurance called Christian Medical Sharing. I decided to go ahead and move into a plan like that, and I'm saving a lot of money. Now, if you'd like to find out more about it, get more of the details to find out if it's for you or not, I've written an article on it. In the article, I give you more details, including I actually mention the organization that I decided to go with. If you'd like to get all of the information on this and find out if it might be for you, check out this website, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. That's medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. Okay, we are back. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website christianmoney.com. And tonight my guest is Terry Cook. His new book is Beast Tech. And the book, it's you can get it at Amazon. I happen to purchase it, and I'm reading it now on my Kindle device. So it's nice that you can get it to read it on Kindle if you want to do that, or on your iPad. Or you can buy the physical book as well. And Terry's with us discussing Beast Tech, which is all about the mark of the beast. And we're taking your phone calls tonight. So if you've ever wanted to talk to a Bible prophecy guy and ask your question about the mark of the beast, I'll tell you, of all the things in Bible prophecy, there's probably nothing else that people seem to be more curious about than this mark of the beast. What is it? When is it going to be here? Will Christians be subjected to having to take this mark? These are all questions that people have. And if you'd like to join us with your live question, 888-287-3316, 888-287-3316. You'll be put on hold by producer Joy, and then she'll give me your name and city, and we'll bring you right on the broadcast to talk to our guest, Terry Cook. Again, 888-287-3316, or questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. And again, the email questions will go in second in line to the callers. So if you want to get on quickly, that's the best option there, is to call in. The email again, jim@christianmoney.com. All right, Terry, we're going to get back to some of my questions, but let's go ahead and take a caller here that's been holding. We've got Joanne, who's joining us from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Good to have you with us, Joanne. Say hello to Terry Cook.
Hi. I had a question. Can someone be tricked into getting the mark of the beast, or would you know it right away when you have to take the mark of the beast?
Okay, Joanne, that's an excellent question.
Joanne and Jim, that's a fabulous question, and I'm so glad you asked, Joanne. Many people have asked me that over the last 25 years. God is not going to allow something like that to happen, and here's why. Write down this chapter of Revelation, number 20. If you can remember that, folks, just if you're driving your car, just remember 20 of the book of Revelation. And this is the most succinct, and it's a rather short chapter, explaining the succession of events when the Antichrist comes to power and demands you take this implant or you can't buy or sell. So this is very important for your soul. Now, I want to preface the following statement by saying that this is a matter of, this is a soul issue, okay? That's all it is. All God cares about is who you worship and who you love. You know, the Ten Commandments say that, don't they? Have no other gods, you see? And so this final seven-year government under the devil's son, the Antichrist, this beast man of the apocalypse, the devil has always wanted our souls from the Garden of Eden. And he tricked Eve and Adam, and we've been in sin ever since. Even if you say you live perfectly, we can't, because the world is sinful regardless of how perfect we try to live. And that's why Jesus came as our Messiah. But so we're wrapping up 6,000 years of recorded history since the Garden of Eden. Each of those 6,000-year periods, in other words, each 1,000-year period is a day to God. So we're about to start the Sabbath day, the seventh day, the 1,000-year millennium when Christ returns. Now, 7 years before that, Jesus said there would be a period of time that would be somewhat, he compared it to the labor that a woman goes through giving birth to a child. And you see, so a woman takes 9 months, but the birth of this new world order under our God, of which this current satanic new world order is a counterfeit. The millennium is the new world order under Jesus Christ when he returns to stop all of this counterfeiting of the new world order. And so that's what the devil is about to do. This man beast that's coming is going to tell you it's going to be a new world order of peace and safety and love and harmony and all this stuff, when in fact it'll be world communism. And that's why I've written one of my books called Comrade Antichrist, because he'll be the chief communist. He invented it. Karl Marx was a Satanist. Lenin was a Satanist. The bankers Rothschild funded it. They're Luciferians. So this guy that's coming, for which this entire electronic infrastructure is now nearly complete, will be the son of the devil himself, and he'll lead global communism called the New World Order. He'll also be an Islamic in faith, as it were, and then a portion of this Islamic faith, the radical faction thereof, will cut off heads if we refuse to take the mark. Now, again, this is all about souls. This beast man will want your soul in exchange for a mark that will allow you to buy and sell in his new world order. So again, read Revelation 20, and here's how it goes. Scripture says he will require that you worship him. That's the first thing. The devil wants your soul. Then if you agree to worship him, he'll give you probably a chip implant. It could be something else, but it's looking like an RFID injectable biochip implant just under the skin, probably in the web between your fingers in your right hand. Bible says it'll specifically go on the right hand or the forehead. I think it'll be both. I think a chip will go on the right hand in the web between your thumb and your index finger, and I also think an Islamic stamp will go in your forehead. Okay? Now, so the Antichrist, this beast man, he's going to require that you worship him. When you agree to do so, you see, you have free will. Okay? He's going to coerce you. He's going to make it so uncomfortable that you'll have to make a decision for him or reject him for God and Christ. You see? That's what it's coming down to. There's not going to be anybody in this middle road thing. There is no middle road. You won't be an
so
atheist.
So it's not going to be... So to answer this caller's question, you're not going to maybe be out buying a new iPad and somehow... No. Oh, wait a minute, I just took the Mark of the Beast because I downloaded an app to my iPad or something like that. Because what we're really looking at here is a spiritual decision that you have to make. And the significance of that is that you would have to be consciously making that choice to serve the beast or serve God. That's really good information that we get that out to people. I'm going to rush you along here only because the questions are flooding in. Somebody wants to know, will Christians be here? And anytime we ever talk about the Mark of the Beast on the program, I always get flooded with emails from people saying, no, we'll all be gone. The rapture will have occurred. We will all be gone. And whenever we get into this pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, it seems to be just a very, very hot debate among Christians. I'm curious what your take is on this. This emailer wants to know, why should we care? Because Christians won't even be here anymore, they're saying in their email. Clearly a pre-trib person here.
Well, okay. I was raised as a Baptist as a young boy, and that has a pre-tribulational connotation to it. My pastor in Los Angeles with Dr. Hal Lindsey wrote the late Great Planet Earth. He was pre-tribulation. But here's my take on it. I like to refrain from discussing the issue because nobody really knows for sure. Yeah, there are three major theories. There are a lot of side theories, but there are three major theories called pre-tribulation and mid-tribulation and then post-toasties. I call it post-toasties because if that theory is true and the middle of Armageddon is going on and nuclear bombs are going off and everybody's darn near fried to death literally, and that's what Scripture says, very few people will be alive to be raptured. So you'll be a post-toastie if you believe in post-trib. Now, I just try not to get into it. Let God handle that, you see? And he's given us the wisdom to understand what's coming. And I don't think, you know, that we're supposed to just lay down and get kicked, turn the top cheeks, turn the bottom cheeks, and just go off on the first train to Auschwitz, okay? So I advocate as a former officer in the National Guard and as a former enlisted man in Vietnam and as a policeman on the streets of Los Angeles for 6 years, you can imagine I'm not very passive. I used to defend people from criminals, and, of course, if ever called to, I'll defend myself. I've never had to shoot anybody, thank God, but it's not an issue with me. If somebody wants to kill me, I hope I get them first. Okay? Now, regarding the rapture issue, I really don't know. And that's why you'll notice that in our book, Beast Tech, we don't even go there. We don't know. I advocate, like, being a Boy Scout. You were, too, I'm sure, Jim, you were a Boy Scout. You sound like you were one, and always be prepared. Now,
I was a Cub Scout. I never got the Boy Scout level, but I was a Cub Scout. But I like your answer because we really don't know, and we really don't know, for example, what the precursors are to the mark of the beast. And, for example, my next email question here, somebody wants to know about the digital currencies that are out there now. You know, Bitcoin, which our take on it has been Bitcoin is decentralized. That is, nobody has a central control over Bitcoin, and that's one of the real attractions to it.
Well,
by even,
that, Jim,
you know, criminals even say that. So people want to know here tonight, could Bitcoin or any of these digital currencies be part of the Mark of the Beast system?
Well, of course, virtually everything is in the matrix of this Beast Tech system. That's what our book conveys. And more daily. Jim, I can't even keep up with the avalanche of technology that hits my computer input box every morning. I get about 300 such inputs from Google that I've required alerts on. I can't even keep up with it anymore. I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's an avalanche. It's so pervasive, so overwhelming, and so humongous, it's hard to even keep up with it as a full-time researcher. So all of these things, it's the matrix of the Beast Tech system, and there'll be no escape. Satan's not going to allow you to have any escape, and so you'll either be with him or against him, and Scripture says if you refuse him, this is how severe it's going to be. There'll be no mistake. You can be knocked out and have somebody put a chip in your rear, your ear, or your beer. It doesn't matter, you see? Okay? And so it's, as Jim, as you mentioned earlier, it's a decision for or against God. It's a matter of souls here. So Scripture says you'll be required to worship the beast. He'll say, without it you won't buy or sell, but wait a minute, there's one more step. He says, if you don't take it, if you don't worship me first, then you don't get my mark, so it's not even an issue. You see? But if you don't worship me, I'll cut off your head. So this whole thing is about, I like to get right to the bottom line, is about souls. You know, we could spend 2 hours talking about the details in my book, but I'm a fundamentalist, born again, love my Lord Jesus Christian, and he's appointed me to be a watchman on the wall and help you understand this and help you understand what's coming. Now, Scripture says the entire world except for the elect, that's us, that's those of us who love Jesus Christ, who haven't been deceived according to the chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. Read that, folks. Memorize it. It's a short chapter. Chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. Okay? It says, the whole world will be deceived except the elect of Christ, and if it were possible, even they would be deceived. So this whole end-time scenario is characterized by massive deception, so much so that people will lose their minds to the devil. That's what it's all about here.
Now, if you're just tuning in, my guest is Terry Cook, and we're talking about his book, Beast Tech. We're talking about the Mark of the Beast. And one of the things in your book, and we've got a bunch of email questions, but I've got this question I want to hit on because I think it's so important. You talk about in your book three different events that could usher in the Mark of the Beast. It's not going to be just a normal, everyday you wake up in the morning, nothing really big is happening in the news, and all of a sudden the Mark of the Beast is there. You talk about some pretty scary scenarios where people might really be very open to the Mark of the Beast because of these major world events. Maybe give us a quick thumbnail on what these events might be.
Very good, Jim. We talk about three major ones. Of course, there are many. We talk about a planned epidemic or pandemic of disease probably created by the New World Order government, okay? We could spend an hour or 2 hours, maybe 5 hours on that thought alone, but let me just leave it there, that the H1N1 and all subsequent varieties thereof, and many things before, including the Spanish flu in the early part of the last century, basically were planned epidemics, okay, for two reasons. For culling out the flock, as it were, you know, thinning out the herd. They think that we're overpopulated with 7 billion people on Earth, so these Satanists, these Luciferians, have a eugenics plan of genocide. And if you think I'm joking, get my book, Murder by Injection. Now, you can go to www.secondcomingministries.com, Terry L. Cook, and just put in secondcomingministries.com. Spell out the word second. Do not use the number two. Secondcomingministries.com. Click on my books button. Okay, it's real easy to see. It's a nice bright color. You can go right to Amazon.com and you can order Beast Tech and my other book, Murder by Injection, and my other book, Comrade Antichrist, my other book on Interpol, the International Police Organization, the Gestapo of the New World Order, and all my other books, including one that you'll be interested in, Jim, that I wrote 5 years ago, just before the 08 crash. I'm sorry, right after the 08 crash, and that was a planned crash, and the title of that book is Economic Collapse, you know, and the New World Order. So all these things are planned by Satan's representatives on Earth, pretty much headed by the Rothschild banking dynasty. I believe that dynasty, a family, is number two in command of the Illuminati, and they own all 165 central banks on Earth. You're a financial man, Jim. Google that.
Terry, we're starting to get a little bit of we're getting a little bit of a crackling on your line. I just need to ask my production staff: Are you having a problem hearing Terry? Faith or Joy? Do you hear me? Faith or Joy? Okay, I guess they're on the other side of the door. They don't hear me. Let me see if we can recover your line again. I think what I'm going to do, Terry, is I'm going to disconnect from you, and I'm going to ask producer Joy to reconnect with you. Joy, if you're listening, we need to reconnect with Terry. Because his line has just gotten really, really bad. I don't know if it's the Skype connection I have with Blog Talk or if it's Terry's line, but I need for you to reconnect with Terry for me ASAP. And while we're waiting for Terry to be reconnected by Joy, we'll tell you a little bit more about his book. The book is Beast Tech, and you can go to his website, which is secondcomingministries.com, secondcomingministries.com, and just spell it out. Or what I did is I just went to Google and just typed in Terry Cook Ministries, and it comes right up. And I guess we have Terry back, so maybe we got a little bit of a better connection. Terry, I want to skip ahead, though, and hit you with another question.
All right.
Somebody's
can
asking
you hear me
about...
Okay?
I can hear you good now. Very, very, very good. Somebody wants to know, is the Antichrist living today? Is it possible that we know who he is even? Is he living at this time?
Well, very, very, very good questions, okay? Let me answer it this way. There are many possible candidates that are being speculated about, okay? One of which is the New Age, so-called New Age Christ, Lord Maitreya, who's totally possessed and demonic through his representative, Benjamin Krim. He's an old Scotsman, okay? He's been out setting the stage for the arrival of the Antichrist for the last 40 years. 40 years, not 4 years, okay? I've met him twice, and he's totally demonically possessed. So I've even written a book on that. Is Lord Maitreya, the false Christ, Lord Maitreya, is he the Antichrist? So again, go to www.secondcomingministries.com. And
how do you spell that, Lord Maitreya? Lord and then Maitreya.
M-A-I-T-R-E-Y-A, Maitreya. And he says he's the Christ for the whole world, for all religions, and he's coming back soon. And now the world has been, he said that the trigger events, he didn't use that phrase, but he said the trigger events essentially are in place now, a vortex. Okay, the world's in a world of hurt, and it needs a teacher to bring us all back to reality and save us from destroying ourselves, you see? So that's one possible candidate. There are several others, but here's, I'm going to tell you how to identify this clown, this son of Satan, when he does arrive. And you know how he's going to do it? Through one of the trigger events that you asked me about. So first, we're going to have probable planned diseases. Do not take any vaccines whatsoever. Get my book, Murder by Injection. Go to my website, click on my books department, go to all my books, okay? Quite an education, 25 years of research. And I'll send you a free book if you just ask me, email me and say, Terry, send me my free PDF for Revolution Book. It's a 28-page booklet, okay? That's free. And but the other ones you'll have to pay for. Sorry I can't give them away, but I need to eat too. But the bottom line here is that we're going to have plant diseases. Scripture says that, plagues and diseases. We're going to have a probable EMP, electromagnetic pulse bomb attack, either a localized electromagnetic pulse bomb attack affecting a smaller region than the entire United States, or a complete EMP attack with an atomic bomb exploding outside the atmosphere just over the continental United States, which will fry the entire grid. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're just scaring us with that, because if they were to do that, Jim, they'd fry the whole system that they're setting up the infrastructure for. They would fry, they themselves would fry that whole system that they're going to be controlling us with a chip implant in a cashless society. So they're threatening us with that, but I don't think that's going to happen. Okay, then we're going to have World War III. Now, I believe that is going to happen because I believe it's a fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39 in the Old Testament, which is 2,500 years old, which talks about the Gog-Magog War, Russia and so forth, and Iran and so forth. And I believe that's about to happen. Now, when that happens, if we are correct in our interpretation that this coming World War III will be the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecies. If that happens, then those chapters in Ezekiel 38 and 39 specify that about one-third of the world will be killed. Now, we have 7 billion people on Earth right now. Let's say 2 billion of them are killed in the Middle East and probably some over here and elsewhere. Wouldn't that be a trigger event that would demand a solution? Wouldn't the world virtually give up everything they have, their soul, their sovereignty, everything, in order for peace and the restoration of some kind of order and normalcy in a world that's gone completely upside down? Now, I believe that's what's going to happen. Now, if that's correct, Scripture says the Antichrist will sign a peace pact after that war, and for the first time in the world will have a false period of peace for 3.5 years. And by peace, Scripture says the Antichrist will destroy the world subsequently. He'll give us peace, and he'll say it's peace and safety in a new world order. Everything's going to be just fine. And then 3.5 years later, it's all over. He demands you worship. He demands you take the mark of the beast. He's going to start cutting heads off through the Islamic religion and so on. And then it all leads to Armageddon, the final war in which 200 million soldiers march into the Middle East to conclude everything, and at the conclusion of that, the second coming of Christ happens, and the Lord sets his feet down in the Middle East in Jerusalem.
And Terry, I'm going to jump in here because I'm going to get you to answer one more really quick question. We've only got a minute, so just give me like your Reader's Digest answer on this. Somebody wants to know, with all the stuff going on with Edward Snowden and what we now know about the government's ability to spy on us and so forth, is it your view that this is the sort of thing that the mark of the beast could be used for, you know, tracking us, tracking our every move like we already know the government's doing?
Yes, we cover that in Beast Tech, but I wrote my first book, Mark of the New World Order, in which I said that, and I cover satellites and everything. 1994, everybody said I was crazy. I wasn't. It's happening now. I produced a video called The Mark of the New World Order as well, the same thing, and that's still online. It's been there for 20 years. But I wrote my first book on the NSA that's on the front page of every newspaper in 1997. So you can go www.secondcomingministries.com, click on the books department, and you can get my old book that I just republished called Big Brother NSA. Now, the NSA is something I wish we had another hour for, because I'm writing a new book on the NSA that should be out in about a year that will follow up this Beast Tech book. And the new book title, it will be Quantum Beast Matrix. Okay.
And
now,
Terry, I'm gonna have to close it off with you right there because we're out of time. His name is Terry Cook, and his website, SecondComingMinistries.com. secondcomingministries.com, secondcomingministries.com. The new book, Beach Tech, by Terry Cook. Check it out. This is Jim Paris here, as always, to help you make the most of God's money. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Jim Paris Live. For more information about our program, visit ChristianMoney.com or send an email to jim@ChristianMoney.com. Join us next week for another live program.